Hey, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Thursday night shiur for Parshas Chukas. I entitled the shiur, Please Be Mochel Me, Must One Oblige. We frequently hear the phrase, Please Be Mochel Me, when somebody has wronged somebody else or perceived that he or she has wronged somebody else, and you want the person to forgive you for what you've done to him or to her. You say, Please Be Mochel Me, can you please forgive me? And obviously, we hear this mentioned more frequently during the Yom Ha'Noraim season, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Aseret Yemei Teshuva, and so on. People say, please be mochel me for anything I may have done, and so on. And the question I'd like to look at this evening is, when somebody says, please be mochel me, somebody apologized, and we'll assume it's a sincere apology, are you obligated, according to Halacha, to grant that apology? Must you forgive the person, or are you allowed to say, look, you wronged me, I don't want anything to do with you, can't do anything to you physically, and I'm not going to spread any bad words about you and so on and so forth, but I don't want anything to do. I don't forgive you for this, for this transgression. What's the story with such a situation? So we begin with Pesukim here in Parshas Chukas. Parshas Chukas, a fascinating sedra on many levels. A lot of, aside from the Chok of the Paraduma, there are a lot of narratives that are difficult to understand exactly what's going on. Of course, we have the event of Moshe hitting the rock instead of speaking to the rock, whatever that Avera was exactly. But in any event, the Torah tells us in Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Dalet, Bamidbar, obviously, source one, Vayisum Hor HaHor, this is after the death of Aaron, they left Hor HaHor, Derech HaMsuf, and so on. Vatikzar Nefesh HaOm BaDarech. And along the way, the people got fed up, they got agitated, they were nervous, and so on. And Pasuk Hey Vayedaber Ha'om Belokim Ubemoshe, and they criticized, they challenged HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe, and they said to both, Lama Eli Son of Mitzrayim, Lamus Bamidbar, why have you taken us out of Mitzrayim to die here? Kein Lechem Vein Mayim, there's no bread here, there's no water here. And Avshenu Kotza Melechem Balechem HaKlokel. We're sick of it, we're disgusted already, we're agitated by this mon, we've had enough of this Lechem HaKlokel, this mon. Look at Rashi in source 2. Pasuk Hey, Belokim of Moshe Hishu Evelakono, as they compared the servant to the master, meaning they complained both to Moshe Rabbeinu and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lama Helisonu in Helisunu in the plural. Why did the two of you take us out? They're complaining. The point is that Rashi stressed they were complaining to Moshe as well, not to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished them. Pasuk Vav back in source one, Vayishalach Hashem Bomas Anachoshim Asrafim. He sent the serpent, snakes, to attack the people, and many people were bitten and died. And Pasuk Zayin, Vayava Ama Moshe, Vamu Chatonu. The people came to Moshe and they admitted that they made a mistake. They've sinned. Ki Dibarnu Bashem Vavach, because we spoke against HaKadosh Baruch and against you. So please, Hispala Hashem Vyosim Anas Hanachosh. So please, daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should get rid of these snakes. Vayispalel Moshe Ba'arom, and Moshe indeed went and he davened, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the next couple of psukim, told him the famous solution to make a copper snake and to put it on a pole. That's still the symbol of the American Medical Association till today, right? The snake on the pole. Anyway, so we made the snake, and whoever's going to look at the snake is going to be healed. And that's how this little section ends. So Rashi comments on Pasuk, Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Zayin, by Yispalo Moshe, Mikan Lemishmevakshim Mena Mechila Shelo Yehe Achzori Milimchol. From here, says Rashi, we learn that if somebody asks for forgiveness, you grant it. You don't be Achzori, don't be cruel, don't be vicious, and not forgive the person. Because here, they had wronged Moshe, they criticized, they spoke against him, but then they came and said in Pasuk, Zion Chotanu Kidibarna Bashem Vavach. We have sinned by criticizing you and speaking against you and so on. So please help us out here. And Moshe did. So Rashi says, Mikan Lamishmavakshuan Mechila Shalo Yahzar Milimcha. When somebody asks Mechila, is sincere, and he asks for forgiveness, he should grant it. That's what we see from here. As Moshe did, he davened on behalf of the people. Rashi didn't make this up, of course. It comes from the Medrash Tanchuma here in Parshas Chukas in Siman Yud Tes, Os Yud Tes 3. The humility of Moshe, Moshe didn't delay, davened right away, and it teaches us the koach hatshuva. And also, when somebody does tshuva and says he sinned, victim, of the wrongdoing should not be cruel and refuse to grant forgiveness. And the Medrash then sends us to another example earlier in the Torah in Bereishis Perek Chof. and also in Eov in Pasuk Perek Mem Beis. Look at sources 4 and 5. Bereishis Parshas Vayera, Parakof. This is when Avimelech, the king of Plishtim, took Sarah and was punished, and people in his household couldn't become pregnant and so on, couldn't conceive. And so, and then he realized it was Avram's wife, not his sister, the whole story. So in Parakof, Pasuk Yud Dalet, in source 4, Vayikach Avimelech Tzon Uvokra, Avimelech took animals and he gave them to Avram, and Vayoshev Lo Sarah Ishtra, he gave back the wife Sarah, and he was very kind to Avram. He said, listen, Avimelech said to him, you can live in Pasuk Tezvah, Batov, Beinech Hashem, wherever you want in my land, you can live. And he appeased Sarah as well. And Pasuk Yud Zayin, Vayispal al Avram el Elokim, and Avram davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu healed, removed the punishment from Avimelech and from his household and so on. So there too, says the Medrash Tanchumi here in our Sedra, you see that Avimelech came, he was contrite, he acknowledged his mistake, and he apologized to Avram Avinu, and therefore Avram Avinu right away forgave him and davened on his behalf. So that's another raya. You shouldn't be hesitant to forgive someone who asks for forgiveness. Also, the very end of Sefer Eov and Perek Mem Beis. Now, the details of Psukim Zion through Yud, I print in source 5. This is at the end when Eov, the three friends of his who had tried to figure out what he did wrong and why he had all these punishments. Anyway, so the friends identified there, Eliphaz HaTemani, Bildad HaShuchim, Tzofar HaNamasi, and Eov forgave them. And he was blessed and so on. So he did forgive them. That's the psukim there at Eov. Same idea. They asked for forgiveness and he forgave them. So there we see that a person who does tshuva, so to speak, he asks for forgiveness, he's supposed to forgive him. Now we know the concept of asking for forgiveness for a chait against another person is a category that's really significant in its own right. We know the Pasuk says in Parshas Achrimos regarding Yom Kippur, Vayikra Perek Taz Zayin, Pasuk Lamed, Source 6. We know the Pasuk, we say it many times throughout Yom Kippur and throughout the Yom Noraim season. Ki Vayom Azei Yechap Relechem Metaras Temikol Chatzav Seichem Evne Hashem Titoru. Right? On this day, you're forgiven for your sins and so on. Mikol chato sechem lifnei Hashem titoru. So the Gemara, actually Mishnah, in the end of Yuma, daf pei heyamid bei, source 7, the Mishnah says as follows, famous Mishnah, averos, shevin adal amokom, any averos a person committed between himself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I didn't put on tefillin today, I violated Shabbos, I ate chametz on Pesach, whatever, I ate non-kosher food. So then Yom HaKippur mechaper, then I do tshuva, Yom Kippur forgives me. However, the Gemara continues, the Mishnah continues, Avero Shoel Amlach Avero, but sins involving another person, Ein Yom HaKippur Mechaper, Yom Kippur doesn't forgive Ad Shiratzes Chavero, unless you first straighten things out with that person, so you appease that person. Again, Darsha Wadah Zari, the same thing. How do we know? Because back in the source 6, the Pasuk says, Yom Kippur forgives, Ki Vayom Azei Echapa Lechem Natares Chem Mikol Chato Seichem Lifnei Hashem. Your sins lifnei Hashem, that's the drosh olas and azariah. Your sins lifnei Hashem, your sins by another lamokom, that's forgiven by Yom Kippur. But sins by another chaver is not forgiven by Yom Kippur. Ad sheirat tes chaver, and that's how the Rambam paskins, Hilchos Tshuva Perek Beis Halacha Tes, source 8, Ein HaTshuva L'Yom Kippur Mechaper, El Al Aver Shemel Al Lamokom. Kagon, he gives various examples, right? Aval Aver Shemel Al Chaveru, Kagon. HaChov El Es Chaveru, you harm somebody physically. HaMekal Chaveru, you curse somebody out. Ogozo, you steal from him, ain't on nimchal olam. Can't forgive him. If it's a monetary thing, you got to pay the person back, or even a physical thing. You harmed him. So, ways to assess how much you have to pay medical bills and loss of work and other things, the so called dala dvarim and so on, but hay dvarim really. So, anyway, you have to make the person whole again, and then you have to be your atseho. And the Rama is very clear. Even if you paid him back the money that you owed him, right? You stole from him or you broke his window, whatever, you paid him back. Still, tzarech l'ratzoso lishom menashim chol. You have to ask for forgiveness. And afilo hiknidus chaver al bedvarim. Even if you didn't actually do anything that harmed him monetarily, but you harmed him emotionally, you spoke ill of him or you embarrassed him and so on, tzarech l'faiso and so on. And you have to ask for forgiveness. So, obviously, there's a requirement to ask for forgiveness on the part of the person who did the act wrong somebody else. It appears in Shulchan Aruch as well in Source 9. Arachayim simen tof reish vav. That's Hilchos Yom Kippurim. Sif alef averes shemen on lachavero en Yom Kippur mechaper en shefaisenu. Afilo leknita lebedvarim tzorach lefai. So there's an important point. You have to ask for forgiveness. That's key. You have to ask for forgiveness. And not only pay the person back, ask for forgiveness. Mishnah Brura explains in Sukkot and Beis there in Simen Tov Reish Vav in Source 10 that it's better to do it yourself rather than to a third party. You know, you should be contrite, humble yourself to go and ask forgiveness. Not only so easy to admit that you wronged somebody else, but that you're supposed to do, unless the Mishnah says you can't do it. You don't live nearby, whatever, then you can do it through a third party. Okay? The Prima Gada makes a fascinating statement there in Siman Tov Reish Vav, in the Mishpitz of Zov, Sukkot Aleph 11. Haver Shavu Allah Haveru Ein Mechaper Yom Kippur Ma'at Sharetze Haveru. That's what we've said, but then he adds, Ve'av Chela Gavo Shavu Ein Nimchalit Sharetze Haveru. It's an important point. He says, you know, every Avera Ben Olam Chavero, let's say I spoke Lashon Hara, I stole from somebody, it's also Ben Olam Mokom, I also went against the Torah. If I steal $1,000, I hurt you, yeah, but I also violated an issur of stealing, right? So maybe I might think, okay, I didn't pay the guy back, but I do tshuva. I might think, well, at least the Ben Olam Mokom aspect can be taken care of by Yom Kippur. Says the Megadim, no. Megadim says, unless you take care of the Ben Olam Chavero aspect, even the Ben Olam Mokom aspect of this Avera is also not forgiven. The Pichodesh says it also there in Siman Tov Reish Vav, Sif Aleph, source 12. Umasha Kosan Yom Kippur Mechapa, Shefaseno Kosan Rem Shmuel Garmizan Zal, Shavera Shmuel Ben Olam Chavero Yesh Pachelek Lamokom. He elaborates, every Avera Ben Olam Chavero also has the Ben Olam Mokom aspect because you violated something in the Torah. Kigonim Bizol B'dvarim, Hari Obra, Vav Talecha Kamocha. And if I embarrass somebody, so I violate v'hav t'lecha kamocha. V'cholz v'cheyotzei. V'cholz manchel hirtes chaver afilu masha bein odol ha-mokom eino mechaper. You don't even get forgiveness in the odol ha-mokom aspect. So the bein odol ha-chaver can really, you know, mess you up if you don't first appease the person, straighten out with that person. And it's interesting, the Shoel HaMeshiv, Rosh Shoel Nathan's in the 1800s, one of his tshuvas, so it's 14, I printed the tshuva. Tshuvas Shoel HaMeshiv, Madura Revi'ah, Chela Gimel, Simon Samach, Dalet, has the following. He based on a pasuk in Parshas Vayeshev, we know the story in Perek Lamentes, of Bereshis, the wife of Potiphar, tried to seduce Yosef, and Yosef said in Perek Lamentes, Pasuk Hez Vayemoy, and he refused to go with her, and he said, you know, your husband is so kind to me, he put me in charge of his whole household. Pasuk Tes, Enra Golov by seven mitbeni. Nobody greater, nobody in the higher ranking, no higher ranking person in his house than me. Okay, except the only, and the only thing I can't have is you. The Eich Asa Harag Golas Eshachotoselakim. How can I do this terrible thing? It's a terrible thing to do to him, right? To sleep with his wife. It's a terrible offense, terribly offensive thing to someone who is so kind to me. And Bechotoselakim. It's also Chotoselakim. It's a sin against God. So that's what Shalom Eishu explains. That Neil of the 14. Same idea. Near the Hina Hatam Shadola Mokom Kippur Mechaper, Mashmano Chaver Enam Mechaper, Nekvar Biarti, quotes the Pusuk there in you know, regarding Yosef. And he says, because really every third line, the Hina Ben Adol Chaver Yeshtei Averos. Every Avera Ben Adol Chaver has two parts to it, right? Mashe Asa Ra La Chaver, what you did bad to the other person, Mashe Chota Elokim. Okay, you violate whatever it was you violated. So therefore, you can't just say, well, let HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgive me, and so on. All right? He said, you know, if a person just did tshuva, it's only partial tshuva. And then there's no such thing as partial, either forgiven or not forgiven. So that's what the Sholem Eishu stresses. If you say, well, I'm sorry, I did this act of stealing, and so on, you're not going to get forgiven until you paid the person back and straighten out that person. That's what he says. And he thinks that that's a riot to what the Prichoder said back in Source 12, there in Sinatop Reish Vav Sipalev, from Shmuel Gemayz, says that's a riot from the story with Yosef. Okay, then he has another issue, quotes of Pasuk and Eov, Perek Lamed Hey, and a Pasuk and Eov, that ultimately when you wrong somebody else, so that's the aggrieved party. Hard to speak of a Kadosh Baruch Hu as an aggrieved party. If I don't do it, I do an Avera. Kadosh Baruch Hu was hurt by it. Didn't hurt a Kadosh Baruch Hu, didn't harm him, didn't upset him. Right? They can't speak about a Kadosh Baruch Hu being upset or hurt by something. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not an aggrieved party, so to speak. So he doesn't need Ritzu, he doesn't need to be appeased in that sense. Right? That psukim from Eov, Parak Lamanayim, Chotosa Matifal Bo. Right? Rabu Pshecha Matasala, what do you do for a Kadosh Baruch Hu? You can make him feel better. Right? That the whole concept doesn't exist by a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk Ches there in Eov Perek Lamed Hey, Lish Kamocha Rishacha, another person. Anyway, that's the same, all more or less the same idea. The Birkei Yosef takes it a step further. The Chidor and the Birkei Yosef there in Siman Tov Reish Vav, in Sukkot Aleph in 16, takes it a step further. He doesn't agree, but he quotes Yesh Misha Kosav. They say from the Vilna Gaon like that. I'm not sure if that's in print anyway, but you know, he says, Dim Lo Shav Me'aver Shmalam Me'enola Chavero, Gam Aver Shmenola Mokom Me'enom Miskaper. Does it a step further. Not just if I don't appease or straighten out with the person whom I wronged, not only does the Ben Adam LaMakom aspect of that Avera not get forgiven, but my other Ben Adam LaMakoms don't get forgiven for either. You hear? And I ate chametz on Pesach. I ate treif. I violated Shabbos. I didn't put on tefillin or whatever. Okay, that's Ben Adam LaMakom. But if I have some outstanding Ben Adam LaChaveras and never straightened out with that person, so not only don't I get forgiven for the Ben Adam LaChavero, not only don't I get forgiven for the Ben Adam LaMakom aspect of the Ben Adam LaChavero, I don't get forgiven my other Ben Adam LaMakom Averas either. Wow, that's a tough one. Okay. Gam Averas LaMakom and Ben Adam LaMakom and Miskaper. Okay. Now, Vani Amar, I say it doesn't have to go that far. It's just the Ben Adam LaChavero aspect of the Ben Adam, I'm sorry, the Ben Adam LaMakom aspect of the Ben Adam LaChavero. But anyway, clearly, when a person is wronged somebody else, you better straighten out. That's the upshot over here. And should he ask for forgiveness? The Chidah elsewhere, Chidah has a commentary on the Haftoras, which is called Savarei Shalal, printed in Suras 18 from the Haftorah Parshas Bolag, next week's Seder. So Parshas the Haftorah ends with the Pasuk in Micha, the famous Pasuk in 17, Parak Vav Pasuk Ches. Higi lechoma adam atov, Mo Hashem Doresh Mimchokim Asos Mishpat Vavas Chesed Vatnei Aleches Yim Alekecha. Right, you should do justice and act love kindness and walk humbly with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a famous pasuk. So the Chidah and the Tzavarei Shalom of Torah Zubalak, he said that's the same idea. Okay, that's stressed over here because we want to walk with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, right? You want to be someone who's with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you better straighten out. Asos mishpat b'avas chesed. Klomar she'isaken mashabeno mechavero. And straighten out there, then you can do tshuva. He's saying first after you do tshuva, but Adolam Chavero, then you can approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Adolam Makom. He mentions this other idea that maybe even the Adolam Makoms are not totally forgiven. Even the ones that have nothing to do with other people, they're not totally forgiven unless you do the Adolam Chavero, straighten out those as well. Okay, now, the idea of asking is, how do we know, okay, the mission of Baba Kama, right? How do we know that the person shouldn't refuse to forgive when the person does approach you after all these things, whether it's before Yom Kippur or any other time? So there's a mission of Baba Kama which says the following. Again, it's learned from, they learn it out. It's here in our Sedra, but it's also learned from the story of Avimelech and Avraham. That's how the mission of Baba Kama learns it. Tzadi Beis Aleph 19. The mission says, Afal Pishu no sin lo ein nimchalo ad sheivakesh b'menom. Even though you pay the person back, you don't forgive unless you ask for forgiveness. That's with Avimelech and Avraham Avinu. Now, here's the line. How do you know that if you don't forgive him, you're considered a cruel and vicious person? Because Avraham forgave him right away and he davened on his behalf. Right? And we never, the point is, it never really says that Avimelech asked for forgiveness. Okay, so how do we know that he did? So, I mean, we know that he made up with Avraham Avinu. He gave him presents, and he's, you know. But how do we know that he asked for forgiveness? So the pasuk says that same section in Parashat Vayera, Parakov pasuk Zion 20. Hakadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham, I told Avimelech, "V'atol Hashem Veishes Oishkinovi, he'll be yispala barcha ve'chei." Right? Go back to him. He's a novi. He'll daven for you. So the idea, which the Mefarshim and the Mishnah explain, which we'll see in a second, is that obviously he must have asked Avraham Avinu for something. Just give back the wife. He must have asked him. He must have said. So that's what the skip for a second. Tosfos Yontif in on that mission. That mission Baba Kama Tzadi Beis went off on the Mishnah. It's Perek Ches Mishnah Zayin in Baba Kama. So the Tosfos Yontif said, "Memela Shifaisenu Kadeshi Spalo." You want him to daven. Ki mi pesi yoser heina levakesh manam shispalo v'shelo yumas hacheto asher chota keneged zaramat v'lo yifaisenu tchila. Because what dope would go to ask somebody to daven for him on his behalf without first asking forgiveness? So those Shantav says, that's the first. So also says there, in Baba Kama Perches Mishnah Zayin Os Mem Hei, okay, v'chi salka daitech shispalo b'ado v'lo yivakesh v'melech v'melech. It's obvious. It doesn't say in the Chumash Avimelech asks for forgiveness. But obviously if he asks him to daven for him, means if he asks for forgiveness too. Okay, so you have to ask for forgiveness. I want you to pay attention, Roman, go back to source 19, the phraseology in the Mishnah, as it appears in the Gemara Tzadi Beis Amud Aleph. Look at the second half of 19. Uminayin sheim lo mochalo shuach zori. How do we know that if you don't forgive him, you know, you don't forgive the person who sincerely asks for forgiveness, how do you know that you're considered a cruel person? Shanamar from the source. Now, you know, and we know, of course, that every Gemara begins with the Mishnah, right? You have the Mishnah, and then you have X number of lines or X number of pages of Gemara, then the next Mishnah and so on, right? But so the Gemara, of course, is based on the Mishnah. But there are occasions when the text of the Mishnah, as it appears in the Gemara, doesn't exactly match the text as it appears in the Mishnayos. You can just get a set of Mishnayos without the Gemara and look at the Mishnah as it appears there. So there are quite a number of places. In fact, the Herschel Shechter, Shlita's father, Melech Shechter, wrote a sefer called HaMishnah BeBavli VeYerushalmi, where he goes to places where the Mishnah is, and the Yerushalmi is the same as the Bavli, begins with the Mishnah, has different discussions, sometimes the same discussions, but it's the same Mishnayos. But there are sometimes differences between the way the Mishnah appears in the Bavli and the way the Mishnah appears in the Shalmi. So Melech Shechter, Zichrono Livracha, collected all these things. He talks about it and so on. And the sefer is available. I have it here at home. Anyway, but take a look at the Mishnah as it appears in Bava Kamma, Parakas Mishnah Zion, and as it appears in the Yushalmi in Bava Kamma, Parakas Halacha Zion in 24. Same Mishnah, okay? Source 21, right? It says, Uminayin Shalo Yehei Hamoch Halach Sori. Same language in the Yerushalmi, right? Uminayin shelo yehei at the end of 24, shelo yehei mochel achzori. How do we know that the mochel, the one who's being asked for forgiveness, should not be cruel? Meaning, it's like an isser almost, shelo, he shouldn't be. It's not exactly the phraseology in 19, above a comment that he made, and I'll look at it there. Uminayin she'im lo mochel shu achzori. If you didn't forgive him, then you're considered a cruel person. You know, again, it's not a good thing. But you see the difference, right? In other words, the phraseology as it appears in the Mishnah and as it appears in the Yerushalmi in Perches Halacha Zayin is Minayin Shelo Yehei Amoch. You're not allowed to. How do we know you're not allowed to be cruel? The other Mishnahs we have, it just says, and how do we know that a person who refused to forgive is considered cruel? That sounds more like a little bit of a Musar message. You know, it's not right. Okay, you should forgive the person. If you don't, you're considered cruel. But the way it's presented in the Mishnah, it's the way it's presented in the Yerushalmi, okay, I printed the Pnei Moshe there, but again, it says the same thing. Obviously, Melech asks forgiveness. I printed the Rif. The Rif in Baba Kamma, Lama Beis, Lama Beis, Gomorrah, Lama Gimel, Aleph, 26, has the version of the Yerushalmi. The Mishnah says, Afo Bishnos, and the Rif, quoting the Mishnah, 26, Afo, it's Lama Beis, Lama Beis, in the page, the Rif, going over to Lama Gimel, Aleph. Afo Bishnos, and the Nimchal, the Chirakash, and the Shanemar, etc. Uminayin, Shalom, Yehei, Amoch, Alach, Zori. So it sounds more like an Isser. It's stronger than the way it's phrased in our Gemara. Just says, how do we know that you're not, if you don't forgive, you're considered an achzori. It says you shouldn't be. You shouldn't be. So just an important point to recognize. Now, the Me'iri, which either way, I mean, again, even the way we have it, it's obviously not a good thing to be a cool person, but it's not formulated as strongly. 27, I printed the Me'iri, and there above a comment study based on Amar Me'iri. He says that Wiz is all learned from, it's learned from Avraham Avinu. And basically, that's how we know you shouldn't be an achzori. You shouldn't be a cruel person, okay? Because Avraham Avinu wasn't. We're supposed to learn from Avraham Avinu, okay? And you should forgive a person with such a complete heart, even ready for davening for him, right? Klomar she tevakesh to daven for him. Klomar she tevakesh menu ad shimcha lecha belev tov kol kach sheim espalal barcha v'lo mochal nikra achzori. Okay, and he says this is Avraham Avinu. Look at the last words of 27. Kvar yodata shemidas harachmanus nisyachsel Avraham Avinu. He's the Ish Chesed, right? Avraham Avinu was known as a merciful person. Bechol she'en nimshach was achamidosav nikra achzori. You don't follow Avraham Avinu's example to be a kind-hearted and merciful person, then you're considered a cruel person. This appears la'alocha the Rambam Perek Beis Hilchus Tshuva Alocha Yud 28. Asur la'adam. So he formulates it clear as an iser. Not a Musa thing. It's not, well, you know, you're considered cruel if you don't. No, asur la'adam lios achzor v'lo yispayes. It's not proper. It's wrong. It's asur to be so, you know, stubborn and refuse to forgive somebody. Elie noach lirtzos v'kosh alichos. Should be quick to forgive and slow to get angry, right? Uv'shoa shemabakish v'rachote limchol mocha b'leiv sholem v'nefesh chavetza. Right, when a person asks for forgiveness, assuming the person is sincere, they should forgive him with a full heart. Afilo heitzo v'chote l'harbe. Even if he wronged you in a big way, still lo yiko v'litor, v'zeu darkum shal yizera Yisrael. Believe him or not, that's the way of the Jewish people. So writes the Rambam. I do want to digress for a moment. The Rambam in Baba Kamma, I'm sorry, the Rambam Hilchos Chovel Mazik says a little differently. It makes a chiluk. The Gemara in Baba Kamma, that Mishnah, Tzadi Beis and Aleph, 29, the Gemara says, Tana Rona Kolel Omer Dmei Boshav, Tzara Afilo Hevi Kolel Dmei Boshav, Enim Kolel Shivak Keshmen, fine. right? You can bring as many korban as you want. You won't be forgiven until you ask the person for forgiveness. Shenemar, the story of Abimelech. Good. You know, we understand that, right? And that's because you caused the person tsar. If you damage somebody monetarily, you damage someone physically, there's also an emotional, a psychological piece. There's tsar. Okay, and so on. Okay, anyway, the Raman Hilchos Chovel HaMazik, Perek Hei Halacha Tes, 31, says it's a problem. He says, Ein Adom HaMazik Chaver B'Gufa HaMazik Mamono. There's a difference between physically harming somebody and monetarily damaging property, monetarily damaging somebody. Shamazik Mamon Chaver HaKevin Sheshila Mashu Chayev Hasham Niskapalo, right away. If you just damage somebody monetarily, I broke your window. Okay, so now I replaced the window, so the story's over. Right there, you, as soon as you made a hole again, you're taken care of. You physically harm him, then no matter you paid him, or the Chamisha Dvarim we mentioned before, no matter what you paid him, okay, that's a different story. But Ein Miskaperlo, Afila Hikiv Kalanavos, Ein Miskaperlo, Velo Nim Chalavon Shivakesh Menachbo Vinchvalo. It sounds like in the Raman Hilchos Chovel HaMazik, Perakei Halacha Tes, it sounds like Raman is saying that when it comes to monetarily damaging someone, you don't have to ask for forgiveness. Just make him whole again. We're physically damaging, you have to. So the Mefarsh on the Ram, I'm just at the brief digression. The Lecha Mishnah is bothered by this in Perakei Halacha Tes, in Source 32. He's bothered because in Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam did not make that distinction. Right? In Hilchos Tshuva, we said the Rambam said, either way, whether you steal from somebody, you harm him physically, either way, you have to be Ratzes Chavero. And he says, maybe there's a distinction. He tries to work out a little bit of a distinction. Saying that when there's monetarily damaged, it's not such a strong, the person's not so upset about it. As long as you get paid, oh, am I so upset? A kid broke my window. I'm upset. Okay, but he fixed it. So I'm finished, right? Not the same thing with the physical damage. That's what the Rambam, the Chamisha tries to answer. The Maaser Rokeach doesn't buy it. There in the Source 33, Hilchos Chovel HaMazik Perek Halach HaTes, he tries to say, really, the Ikar Din is like the Rambam said in Hilchos Tshuva, not like he said over here. Okay. Shulchan Aruch doesn't make the Chilek. Okay. You have to ask forgiveness, and he adds, and again, language like the Rambam used back in Source 28, more like the phraseology of the Mishnah as it appears in the Mishnayos and as it appears in the Yerushalmi, as opposed to how it appears in the Bavli, which makes it sound more like, well, it's not right to be a not nice person. No, it's more formulated as an Isser. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch writes also. Also, in Nechbal, Leo Sachzor Melichon, Ki Ein Zed Derech Zer Yisrael. We saw from the Meiri, the Rambam, right? That's not right to be. That's not the Jewish way. Okay? Elo Akevin Shabikesh Van Achovo Nishanelo Pam Rishono Shnia. We are Dua Shu Shav Mechetam and Ilchamar. Also, you have to know he really means it. Okay? It's known that he did Jewish. It really means it. Sincere. Then Yimchalo. B'chol Amar Limchal Reizim Shubach. And then Ramah says, look back in Siman Tov Reish Vav, that's Hilchos Yom Kippurim we were looking at before. Interesting question raised by Rashi. How strong is this din? There's a Chuvas Rashi, Siman Reish Mem Hev, Chuvas and Rashi, or B'Shem Rashi, Zalmotzasi, 35. Motzasi, interesting question. Is it a real din, Mamish, that it's usser, it's a real isser? It's usser not to forgive the person. So he writes the following case. We think these are common, only modern cases. Oh, take a look. Shuvas Rashi and Reish Mem Hey. Shnayim Shis go to the same Zeh. Two people got into a fight. One guy actually physically hit him, beat him. I'll accept whatever punishment. I'm so sorry I hit you. I really did not mean to. I'm sorry. And he really, really asked for forgiveness. Another guy said, I'm not forgiving. I swear, I'll take a shua. Took a shua, I'll never forgive you. Okay. Then, a couple of days later, he calmed down. And now, he took a shua. Now what? His heart made a shua. He wants to forgive him, but he took a shua. So such a shua, you know, what's the story? Not so posh, he took a shua. So that's the kasha which Rashi was asking. The shua was Rashi. Okay. We'll come back to the pasuk that he quotes a little later. And he says the answer is, well, maybe you could argue that this shvuah is not chal. Because we have a din that shvuah, levatel asamiti, an oath, a neder, a shvuah, which something in the Torah, let's say, take a shvuah, not to whatever, not to make kiddush, not to drink. To what extent, you know, does that impact mitzvah? So we usually have a rule that a person is called mushpo ve'omim har Sinai. We all took a shvuah already at har Sinai. So a shvua levat al samitzvah doesn't count. Okay, so Rashi says he's not convinced that in the shvua Rashi writes he's not convinced that it's not really in the Torah. It's true the Rambam has a lashon Rashi before the Rambam, but again we saw the Rambam has a lashon osur. The language of the Mishnah, as it appears in the Rishalmi, as it appears in the Mishnayah, says more like it's an isur. But says Rashi, it's not a real isur in that sense. It's not. It's not like the person says, "I'm not going to take a lulav, I'm not going to wear tefillin or something." You know, he says not like that. It's not something in the Torah. Okay, Rashi doesn't give. You know, I'm not going to sit in the sukkah. Right, that's different. He says, but here it's not so straight, and therefore he said it would not be a violation of nishba levatel samitzah. The question is, that means the shvuah stands. So Rashi at the end says, well, and three lines on the bottom. Any roya takana shvuah. So I don't know what I don't have a good piece of advice how to get out of the shvuah. Ela sheyavi asara b'nei adam, get 10 people together. The omer if name nishbati, I took this shvuah shelo limcho lo ve'ena der malasos, and then go in and say chatos yelashem kai Yisrael somehow, and they can be matter. It's an unusual din. It's not hatoras nadarma. These only 3 people, but somehow you get 10 people together, probably because of the publicity of it. So then somehow you can get out of this shul and you can forgive him. That's what Rashi says. Years later, the Bach had a similar tshuva. Charles the tshuva's Bach hachadoshes simon mem vav. Same thing. Okay, masha shalta bechad. This guy went even further. Shekofas with Nakov and Ishbab Sefer Torah was already took the Sefer Torah. I swear on the Sefer Torah. Cholim chol hachaver lo balamazeh. Okay, and the question is, well, you know, the guy didn't answer forgiveness. What should he do? Anyway, he says, is that wrong? So Bach also discusses it. And again, he says it's not considered a nishba levata l'samitzah. And again, it's not exactly directly in the Torah like that. But anyway, he says that he refers to a tshuva from the Rosh. It's the same idea. All right, so it's not considered the Mishpah Levatel Samitzvah. The Rosh has a tshuva that I quoted here in Source 37, Klal Tesvav Simen Hay, was asked about a father, a parent, told his child, I don't want you to forgive this guy. He wronged me, don't have anything to do with him. Okay, lo yim cholo. The son, the child, wants to straighten out. You know, it's been a long time already. On the other hand, he's choshesh for his father. Is the father allowed to tell him such a thing? He assumes not, because then you have to forgive. Now, not only do you have to forgive, okay, but the truth of the matter is, the Gemara has a fascinating story about Rav and Yuma Peizanim and Aleph. The Gemara says that Rav went over to someone who had wronged him and tried to hint that the person should ask for forgiveness, because I'll give you forgiveness. That is a very important thing, because l'chora you can just forgive somebody and finish, but apparently the bakosha, the requirement, the request for mechila is important. It's not enough to say, oh, I forgive him. Oh, really? The person should ask for it. So Rav, the Gemara tells a story on Yuma Peizanim and Aleph 38. Rav Havale Milsa Bahade Ahu Tabko. He had an interaction, some ketata, some tumul, with a certain butcher. And Rashi explains Bahade Tabka Taba Chotalo. This butcher wronged Rav. Okay, so he never asked for forgiveness. So B'Mala Yom de Kippure on Erev Yom Kippur, Rav said, "Let me go to where that butcher is. I'll hang around and get the hint that I'm, you know, he should ask me forgiveness, right?" Maybe he couldn't find me. Maybe it was embarrassing to reach me. So I'll go over to him and I'll be in his presence and I'll ask for forgiveness. And then he met Rav Huna, and Rav Huna said, no, you're gonna bring the guy to death penalty. And so sure enough, that's what happened, because the person didn't respond to Rav and so on, and ended up that the guy died. But in any event, with the butcher. But you can look at these sources. But what emerges from there is you're supposed to try and get the person to ask for forgiveness. On the other hand, there is a famous Gemara Megillah, and some people do this as part of Kriya Shema Shel Amita. The Gemara Megillah, Dav Chav Ches Amar Aleph 40, Ki Ha Demar Zutcho Ki Havi Solak Dapuri Omar Shari Leila Chol Man De Tzaren. Remar Zutcho, before he went to bed, Puri means in bed, before he went to bed, would say, I hereby forgive anybody who wronged me. I think in some, you know, some Siddur, when they print the Kriya Shema Shel Amita, you know, they have a text, they forgive him. Okay, that's a good thing, but still not the same thing as the person asking for forgiveness, because again, that contrition, you know, shows that you really, you know, that they really mean it and so on. Now, we mentioned before, we alluded before, what if the person doesn't give forgiveness? He's supposed to. Okay, good. So the Gemara is going to say in Yuma Peizanim and Aleph, you should do it 3 times, request 3 times. Maybe the first time, the second time, the guy's still perturbed, doesn't want to give mechila, but 3 times he has to give mechila. Okay, that's the Gemara in Yuma pays on it. Based on Pesukim Parshas Vayechi, this is after Yaakov died. So Yosef's brothers thought that, now he's going to get back at us for all the trouble we caused him. So they made up a little bit of a story that our father told us to ask you forgiveness. We're asking for forgiveness. Parak Nun, a Bereshis, Pesuk Tazayin, by Tzabal Yosef Lemor, the Pesuk Tazayin, Kol Somo Yosef, Ana, Sana, Pesha, Achacha, Bechatosim, Kirog, Melucha, Bato, Sana, Le Pesha, Abdel, Kevicha, and so on. So three expressions. The Gemara in Yuma pays on him a lot. 42. Omar, or Omar, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Kol Mevakesh, Motu Mechavero, Ayivakesh, Men Yosef, Mishalosh Pamin. You don't have to ask more than three times. Shenemar, Ono, Sono, Vato, Sono. The three languages. Okay, No means, please. As Rashi explains there, Yuma Pei Zayim Aleph, 43, Ono, Sono, Vato, Sono, Ain No, Elosh, Shema, Kosher. He asks it three times. And then he says, what if the guy died and he didn't get to forgive you? So then you get 10 people, similar to that story, to his Rashi. He says, this is probably where he got it from. You get 10 people by his kever. And you say, I that can grant forgiveness even if the person doesn't forgive because he's not here. He died already. Okay. Anyway, so you have to ask three times. All right. After three times, you don't have to ask anymore. So that's, again, it should be. You should grant mechila right away. Sometimes understood that the person's not ready to give mechila yet. So, okay, three times. But there's an exception to the rule. The Gemara there on Yuma on Amud Beis, Peizan Amud Beis 44. Ikbid Rochanina was once offended by something. It's the earlier part of the story. So it was Rav said something or did something that upset Rochanina. Also, Rav Legabe Tleisar Mali Yom Kippur. 13 times he went to him in Erev Kippur. 13 times. Below Ifayas. He didn't forgive him. I'll come back to that point later. But how could Rav? I thought Omar Bias Rochanina called Vakesh Motum Chavera. Ali Vakesh Me Yosim Mishalosh Pami. Three times enough. What, he went 13 times? They had to go, why do you have to go 13 times? So my answer is Rav Shani. Rav is different. What way is Rav different? So Rashi says, there in Yuma Peizan Beis, Rav Shani, 45, Machmer HaLatzor, Rav is Machmer. That means you're not allowed to go more than three times. You don't have to. You shouldn't. Yeah, but if you want to, okay, Rav was different. His Machmer went 13 times. That's how Rashi learns. The Beis Yosef has a mucker there in this Siman in Orchaim, Siman Top Reish Vav, Siman Kippurim, Maishno Hanim El Chaber, and so on. He says that Rav Chanina was Rav's Rebbe. Comes to your Rebbe, then you should do it more than three times. You do it as many times as you have to. And that's the idea. Look what it says in 46. But he also writes, Han mil chavero. Aval rabo tzorach laharbos olav roim, harbos olav roim ad sheyispayet. Many, many times. Okay, it's from the tour. And he says, the Riff writes like that, the Rosh like that, and then we see the Rambam, printed in source 47. Hilchos tshuva perek beis halacha tes. Lo rotza chavero limcholo, maybe lo shur shal shlosha b'nei adam. If you bring other people there and ask three times, lo nisratzalem, maybe lo shniya, shlisha, second time, third time, lo rotza, you still not didn't want to, manichav alechlo, then you can give up after three times. In fact, we learned before that you're supposed to forgive. So if after three times you don't forgive, now you're the one who committed avera. But more important, we're saying right now, the Rambam concludes, again, parak b'ez halachatas, and hilchos tshuva, yimhoya rabba, holichavu afilo elef pamashim chalom. Rebbe have to ask multiple times. And that's what they're going back to the base. So that's what he says the Gemara means. And not like Rashi. He quotes Rashi. Rashi said Rav was Machmer. So the base also said, no, then that wasn't Rav was Machmer. He has another source that Rav was a Talmud of Chanina. So the Rebbe you have to ask multiple times. Okay. Now, that's how it has in the Rambam, as we saw as well. And Yerushalmi mentioned this idea of Shuras Bnei Adam, bringing different people along. Okay, the Gemara in Yushalmin, Baba Kam Per Chesal Chazayin, 48. Rav Omar Adam Shesorach Lechavero Bikesh Melo Kibel Yaseh Shuras Bnei Adam Ifaisenu. Bring other people. The Chesivni has again Pesukim Eov. I printed the Pesukim in source 50. Eov Perikalam Gimel Chazal Chazayin. Yashar Anoshin at the Keshura. The Yomer Chotosi. Okay, and so on. And then Poda Nafshom Avor Mishachas Chayesob Or Tira. So the Yerushalmi learns in that pasuk, okay, as the Pei Moshe explains, you should try and bring people. This is again, it quotes Pesukim Eov, all right? And if you do that, you'll be forgiven right away. You'll get redeemed right away, like was the case with Eov. So, Eov's friends. So, anyway, that's the mucker of having other people involved as well. Now, the Mordechai in Yuma in the 8th Parak, Remez Tov Shin Chav, Gimel 51. Mordechai writes, What do you do if there's an argument? How do you get atonement? Kach shar b'seinu. Aver shel alamakom kippur mechaper. Good. V'shemel lachaver enyo kippur mechaper atshuraz chaveru. V'im halach l'ratos v'lo kibel alav mayaseh. I don't want my whole Yom Kippur messed up because this guy wouldn't forgive me. What do I do now? Rabbi Yossi ben Dormus, because simon zeh emos v'yachal kol hayom v'shatom harachem v'chaveru yesh chamarachem en chamarachem v'chaveru en chamarachem. You should know you should forgive him because you want to get forgiven by Kadosh Baruch Hu, so you should forgive somebody else. We'll come back to that. Ma yaseh l'maisa, what does the guy do? Amar Shmuel yavi yud b'nei adam, again, bring 10 people. Yaseh shura achad, line him up. Yaman of ketota haisi b'nei b'nei chaver v'alachti l'ratzos v'lo kibel alav. After you tried 3 times, bring 10 people together and say, look, and I want to have my record cleared. I want it off my conscience. I tried to straighten out the person, didn't do it. See, you lowered yourself in front of 10 people, admitted it, the terrible thing you did. That's tough. It's tough to say you're sorry. You know, yeah, it's tough enough to say you're sorry to somebody else. Very, most people don't like to apologize to somebody else, you know, for anything serious. Yeah, you usually find that there are 10 excuses why it was really okay what you did, right? But very hard to go to another person saying, I'm really sorry, and so on. But even harder will be to let it's one thing to go to that person privately, but to say it in public. And say I was wrong and so on. Most people wouldn't do that in public. The Mordechai says that's based on this Yerushalmi, that if you do it in front of 10 people, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, will work everything out for you. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch paskin this way. It's in Tov Reish Vav Sif Aleph 52. Let's see if Shlishes 2-3 times, and each time you should bring 3 people with you. Okay, because it gets part of the contrition process. And if that doesn't work, then you do this business with the 10 people. Biragro quotes this mucker, not from the Yerushalmi, quotes the Tanchum. The Yerushalmi doesn't really say it. It's the Mordechai, based in the Yerushalmi, but it's also a Medrash Tanchuma, not in the Medrash Tanchuma that we have. Different edition of Medrash Tanchuma has this story. As a side point, you get 10 people together. The Chuvas Rav Palim, that's the Yosef Chaim in Baghdad, the great Sephardi person, the Benish Chai. His Chuvas Rav Palim, Chelek Beis, Chelek Rachaim, Simon Samach Beis. What about their women? Is there a din in the minion? You have to have a minion, 10 men? Well, no, 10 people for publicity purposes, right? So then women should count. Okay. So he says, really, I would say, why not? The women also, other people talk about the whole idea is Pirsum Adover. Okay. But Gamal Yidei Noshmi Sparsim. People know about it. So women will talk also, same as men. Then he says, maybe you need men. Okay, that, you know, people are private or whatever. But at the end, he says to Sofek, and try and get the 10 men to be on the safe side. They're all shulchan. They're in some tough rage. Rav Siv Dalet says it's like 55, says like a minion thing. Because it's b'chol asur, the dakol be'asur shechinta shari. It's having the shechina there. The shechina is to a minion. Okay, whatever it is, it's 10 people. But now we come to the following question. I glossed over it before. But the Gemara said that Rav had to go to Rav Chanina multiple times. Okay, it was different. Either it was machmer on himself, it was his Rebbe, whatever the reason. But now, ask the Gemara, there in Yuma Peizan and Beis in 56. But how did Rav Chanina not forgive him? I thought we learned. You know, he's supposed to forgive, and it's the Midah of Avraham Avinu, and it's a din, and it's a this or not. All right, maybe one time, two times, three times, the third time, the 13 times. How did Rav Chanina behave that way? All right, that's the question. Rav Chanina hechad avir hachi. How could Rav Chanina behave that way, refusing to forgive Rav? That's another question. Good, so Rav did what he had to do, and you get 10 people, and they can attain some forgiveness that way. Good. But how did Rav Chanina not be mochel Rav? When this, we learned that this whole Shia, you have to be mochel. So he says, especially, we'll come back to Gemara at the end, but when you forgive someone else, Hashem will forgive you. Strange story. Rav Chanina had some kind of a dream or a vision that, look in Rashi, explains it there in Yom HaPeizan and Beis HaMasal Chalma 57. Ra Chalom HaRav, it's a little bit deca. The Rav was somehow hung up in a tree somewhere. Who simon the Sias Rosh Ugedula. The dream like that is a simon that this person is going to be elevated to the high tree, standing in a high tree, that's elevated to a high position. Now, so, Omar, so back to Gemara, so he had this dream or this vision about Rav. Omar, Shma mino boy le mebre shusa, below afayas kiecha de leiz of a ligmar araisa bebovel. I'm not forgiving Rav, that way he'll leave where I am, he'll leave Eretz Yisrael, go to Bavel, he'll become the great Rav. He did, Rav did go to Bavel, he became the great Amona Rav. Okay, so Rashi learns, v'chanina rosh yeshiva hayo, Kedoma Rabbi Bishas Joseph Chanina Bar Chama Roshi Rosh and Zon. Rabbi appointed Chanina was Rosh Hashiva at that point. Okay, appointed by Rabbi before his death. Kshorach Chalam Zal Rav Dog Lamos. He had this vision of Rav being elevated to a high status, meaning like to be the next Rosh Hashiva. Chanina thought, oh, my time's up. And you're not going to have two people in the same position. Okay, so obviously if Rav is going to be elevated to this position of Gedula, this position of being leading Rosh Hashiva and so on, that means I'm going to die, right? So Rav Chanina got nervous. So therefore, let me get him out of here. I'm removed to this land. And V'yivrach, Lebavel mipana, he'll run away to Rav, to Bavel. B'shami el Rosh, v'lo nidchin lamos b'shilo. Then I'll continue to live because he's not going to be in the same area. In other words, Chanina refused to forgive Rav because he wanted Rav to get out of town. Okay, now the way Rashi learns it, he wanted Rav to get out of town because he wanted to save his own life. Okay, it wasn't for Rav's benefit. He wanted Rav to leave Eretz Yisrael, which he did, and go be Ola L'Gdula in Bavel, which he was. Good. But the Rav Chanina was doing this for his own sake, okay, to protect his life. But I'm not criticizing. That was his motivation. But it's interesting, you look at the way some understand the Ramah, understands it differently. Ramah there in Siman Tov Reish Rav Sif Aleph writes in 58, Ramah writes, right, as we learned, that the person should not refuse to forgive, unless his intent is for the betterment or for the good of that person. I mean, it'll be better for me not to be mochel you. You do the machinations, figure things out. In the long run, it's better if I'm not mochel you. Then you cannot be mochel. And that's what he says, the story in the Gemara. Now, that's not the way Rashi learned the Gemara. Rashi learned the Gemara, as we just said. Rav Chanina did it because he wanted to basically save his own life, so to speak, or extend his own life, so Rav should go to Bavel. The way that the Bach and the Taz, the Bach then Siman Tov Reish Vav and those bays, and the Taz and Cotton bays, and the Bir Groa implies that way in Sifalah in 61. In all these sources, they say, wait a minute, that's not what the Ramah writes, is not what the Gemara says, the way Rashi learned it. Because the Ramah seems to learn it, is that he wanted Rav to leave town so that he would be appointed. And Chanina wasn't worried about dying. Chanina realized he's the Rosh Hashiva now. As long as I'm around, Rav is not going to become the elevated position that he's entitled to. So let him go to Bavel. And that's what he did. He became the great Rav, right? Rav Chanina was doing it not to save his own neck, but basically for the benefit of Rav, from which the Ramah learns that if the person is being asked for forgiveness, calculate that it's better in the long run for him if I don't forgive him, then you cannot forgive him. That's, again, the Bach objects. That's not the way Rashi learned, okay? He says, and maybe it's wrong. He says, "Tovas hamochel atzmo any ochel asus came." I don't know any of that. Hey, chemotz peirzek. Rashi pirish behefer. Right, Rashi learned the other way around, so he doesn't understand. Taz also has a tie into this. Okay, with Rashi. Okay, so that's the question. You know the but anyway, that is what the Ramah says, that if you're doing it for the sake of the other person, then it's mutter. And then Rabbi Yargar writes, "Lo kipirish rashi, not like Rashi." Okay, now, why would it be beneficial for me not to forgive him? Okay, you have a story here with Rav, but why would in general might it be beneficial not to forgive the person? The Mishnah Berurah writes, if you caught the test, sometimes the person needs to learn a lesson. Okay, it's very nice that he apologized to me, okay, but then I'll go ahead next week and do it to somebody else. So if you figure out that if you don't forgive him, it'll teach him a lesson, then, okay. You know, my wife used to quote her grandfather, Al Shalom, used to say, don't step on my toe and don't apologize, right? You better don't step my toe in the first place, right? So that's, you got to teach the guy a lesson. So that's how the Mishnah Berurah says, although he concludes, okay, Mishnah Berurah concludes that even there, near the Melibo Tzorach L'Hashem, Sinemen Achreid Debemes Bikesh Menachila, you have to be doing it for the right reason, that you really are helping that person, not because you have any, you know, hatred still in your heart. And just say to yourself, oh, it's for his benefit. It's his benefit. I'm not going to forgive him. That's to be sincere. Rosh Hashulchan writes in Beis Siman Tov Reish Vav 63. Rosh Hashulchan also writes, he says, Mekaven L'Tavos Rebakesh Mechila and so on. So then it's mutter, but Rosh Hashulchan says, look at the end of 63, that doesn't come up too often. Now, that's not too common that's going to be. The best thing is to forgive him. Yeah, once in a while, I can conceive of a case where it might be better from the Torah. To me, the son of Rosh Hashulchan, right? The Baruch Levi Epstein, and that Pesukim, those Pesukim in Parshas Vayera with Abimelech and Avraham, you know, Parshas Baruch Chof, it's Os Yud Aleph. He quotes the Ramon and Yachorim jump on it on the Ramon. So he says, but there is a different girsa. He thinks he defends the Ramon's position where he learned the Gemara, not like Rashi. He says that it's a different story about Bovel and so on. So you can read through the Torah to me. It's a different way to justify the Ramon's position. In any event, that's the point of Torah to me. Then he brings another riot to Ramon from a different Gemara. Look in 65, the Torah Tmim, again, it's all in Os Yud Aleph there in Breishis Parakhov. You can read the Torah Tmim, but look what he says. 65, he quotes a very interesting Gemara in Tainus Chof, but Aleph, come over to Chof, and base. I'll say it outside to save a few minutes. The Gemara says that one time Rabbi Elazar was traveling into town, Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, and you know, he was very good, very happy, he learned Torah and so on. He came upon a person, top of Chof, and base. The guy was exceedingly ugly. He was strikingly not attractive. And Elazar looked at him, didn't want anything to do with him. He was such a strikingly ugly. The other person tried to start up a conversation. Elazar wouldn't talk to him. Finally, Elazar said, are all the people from your town look like you do? So basically the guy answered, and he said, well, I don't know, but if you don't like the way I look, why don't you complain to the person who fashioned me, who made me look this way, and see what he says. Go ask him. Right? Go ask him why he made one. Find the craftsman who crafted me, and you can ask him and tell him you don't like the way the craft came out. And ask him why he did it this way. Okay, so then they realized that he was acted rudely and not nice to this person. So he got off his donkey, bowed to the person, and with forgiveness, the guy wouldn't forgive him. He said, no, I'm not forgiving you. He insulted me like this, and I'm not forgiving him. So they went into town, and the guy stayed with, I guess he rode his horse behind the Elazar. He came into town, and people greeted Elazar. Elazar Shimon, and they go, oh, Shalom Aleichem, or Rebbe. So this man, this unattractive man, said, who's everyone talking to? Rebbe, who's the Rebbe? He is a great Elazar Shimon. Oh, if he's the Talmid Chacham, there should be no more like him in Klal Yisrael. And that's all what happened. Finally, he did forgive him. Okay. Finally, did forgive him. But again, the Torah Tumimah says, look at the last line of 64. Ulatov he's scavenged. Shalom Rotzim Chol Kadesh Shal Yargim Adoma. Right, that's a riot. He wanted to teach him. He wanted to teach him a lesson. But as Aruch Hashulchan, his father said, it's not too common to have such a case. Okay, some say by the Rashi, who was that ugly person? Rashi, on the top of Chavim Beis in 67, his Dama Adam Yisram Shkosma Eliyahu Zacholatov. Was Eliyahu Navi wanted to teach him a lesson? Okay, well, one other point. Okay, and it's very, very important. Because sometimes a person does such a terrible wrong, you don't feel like, you know, it's very nice we talked about forgiving, but sometimes it's very hard to forgive, especially if there's long-term damage. So the Yerushalmi, in the Rambam Bava Kama, Ches, Halacha Zayin, 68, says, Om Rabbi Yisa, Hadada Tamar Shalo Hotzi Lo Shemra. Everything we said that you're supposed to forgive the person and so on, that's true. If he didn't slander you and spread vicious things about you that cause you, you know, ongoing damage. That's a strong statement. If you embarrass the person in such a way that you can't get it back, and then they're not going to get mechila. Okay, that Pnei Moshe explains in 69. That which we said that you should accept the person's attempt to appease you and forgive him and so on, that's, but otherwise, it doesn't have to forgive you. Doesn't have to forgive you. That's the thing. If it's some type of damage like that, the Mordechai, there in Remez Tavshin Chav Gimel in the 8th Perek of Yuma in 70s, quotes this Yerushalmi. Okay? And he says, you know, Motzi Shemra Chaver Eino Mechil Alamis. The Rambam does not quote that. The Rambam doesn't quote that exception. But Dagos Maimonides does. There in Hichos Tshuva Perek Beis Alach Yud Ost Tes 71, he quotes Yerushalmi. So people do accept it. Okay? The Trumas Hadeshin. The Trumas Hadeshin says that why is that in the Pesachim of Ksavim Sim Reishiyud Beis? Why is it that you don't have to forgive him if he spread all this slander, you know, and so on about it? Well, you know, because you may ask for forgiveness, but you know, not everyone's going to know that. Meanwhile, but especially true today in the day of social media and things spreading, you know, Twitter and this and other things, you know, people hear all kinds of things. They don't know that I apologize later. Right? I apologize to the person. Meanwhile, so many other people know about it. How do you straighten that out? That's almost impossible. Right? That's the means. Motzi Shema, there was long-term damage. I might want to forgive you, but the hundreds of people now know about it. I want to contact everybody. You can't know. It's the story with the pillow. You know, when they asked, it's time, whatever it was. You know, I spoke Lashon Hara about it. I told a lot of people about it. How do I straighten it out? So he told me to go get a pillow on the windiest day, feather pillow, open, cut the pillow open, scatter the feathers. Okay, did it. And he came back to me, now what do I do? Now go find every feather. Oh, Shkoyach, it's impossible. Okay, that's the idea. It's impossible. You know, so that's a question. You know, so Motzi Shemra, it's very, very difficult. So the that's what Shmos Adeshin says. Look at the last line of 72 that we printed. Because Dilma Inish Shama Bafuke Kala Bishwalo Shama Fiuso. Some might have heard the Lashon Hara, the bad report, but he didn't hear the correction, didn't hear the apology. That's what sometimes they have in the newspaper. You know, they have a headline story, and then it turns out it was wrong. So the next week, on page 72 in the bottom left-hand corner, they have a correction. You know, okay, but the damage was done. Well, sometimes in court, they tell you, the judge says, the jury is instructed to disregard that statement. Yeah, sure. The damage has been done. The lawyer knew it, right? But anyway, that's sometimes very hard to undo. Nonetheless, the Yom Shul Shlomo Vakamen that Perches Osamach Gimel, 73 says, even though that's the din, he quotes it from his Adeshim, that even though that's the din, but even that, when we call Mokom Nireh, Shemidas Anova Chasidus Ushi Yochol Lochov Yitzur Olim Chol Mechili Gmur Avshad Avar Koshet. If you can, even under those extraordinary circumstances, you try and forgive the person. That's how the Shulchan Aruch says, Paskin this way, there are more. It's in Tov Reish Vav Sif Aleph, there are more, right? Im Hotzi Alav Shemra, Eino Tzorach Limcholo. Okay, but the Taz, and Sivkot and Gimel, and the Magan Avram, and Sivkot and Hay, and the Mishnah Berurah, and Sivkot and Yod Aleph, 75, 76, 70, they all say, Im Rotzel Limcholo, have Mechila, if you want to. The Magan Avram writes, Midas Anova. Mishnah Berurah says, Midas Anova, you can forgive. Rosh Shulchan also says, okay, in Siv Beis, you know, he says, "Hotzi Shem Ra ain't Tzorach Limchol Mishum Dahar BeYodim VaShem Ra Shotzi Lo BeEinam Yodim Amechila." Right? Many people know the slander and the bad news; they don't know the positive side. Nonetheless, we call Malkum Midas Chasidus Limchol Gam Bezeh. Okay, Midas Chasidus, and he says, "Mecharif also called Tatzdiki Mefarsim Merabim." And if the guy who's trying, he announces it in public, you see, he goes overboard. Really, says, "Please, you know." And I lied, and it wasn't true, and I vakesh mechila. So then really, he says, Aruch HaShulchan Medina Tzorach Limchol. Then really, he has to. It's not just the guy said sorry. He mamish went, and he announced it. You know, if a guy slandered somebody on Facebook, then he prints a retraction on Facebook. Well, that's already not on page 72. You know, you corrected it. You know, that he really, really means it. Now, I didn't mention that Shuvas Rashi, back when we saw in Source 35, you know, Tzun Reish Mem Hei, says, you know, if he doesn't, he can't give him a chila, but he hugs you and he kisses you. You know, you see that there's they made up, so that may be a little bit of a different situation, right? The Shulchan. Last thing to finish off. So I mentioned before that the best thing is to forgive somebody because you want to be forgiven. You know, when you're the judge, as Soloveitchik once pointed out, you know, the pot imprinted, but the pasuk says. Moshe, the day after, sat the judge of people. That's when Yisro advised him how to set up a court system. The day after what? So the Rashi says the day after Yom Kippur. Why is that relevant? So the Rav said, because on Yom Kippur, you're basically saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu, look, I did this, that, and I didn't mean it. Right? Please forgive me. Now the next day, you're the judge. Remember how you felt yesterday when you were sitting on the other side of the desk. Right, you wanted a Kadosh Baruch Hu to look the other way and forgive you. Now you have the opportunity. You know, should take keep that in mind. So the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Yitzayin of an Aleph, Kol Amavra Al Midoso, Mavrin Lo Kol Pshov, because the pasuk says, No Sarovon Vavra Al Pesha, Lamino Sarovon Lami Shovra Al Pesha. It's a pasuk in Micha, Perek Zayin, pasuk Yud Ches, another pasuk Mikel Kamocha. We lay in the Kippur in Mincha and we say the pasuk many times. Mikel Kamocha, No Sarovon Vavra Al Pesha. Who will a Kadosh Baruch Hu forgive? Somebody who's over Al Pesha. And Rashi says, what does it mean, Amava Midosav? Rashi and Rosh Hashanah Yitzanam and Aleph, what does it mean, Amava Midosav? She'eno medaktek limdod midol mitzarimo. So you're not so medaktek, somebody offended you. You don't have to be such a, you know, you're not so medaktek, right? You swallow your pride a little bit, you forgive somebody. And so then, Kadosh Baruch Hu will not operate the Midas Adin against you either. And I just printed at the end, the Chai Odom wrote what's called Tfila Zaka. Many people recite it's printed all about summer, Erevim Kippur. Sometimes it's hard to not find enough time to say Tfilah Zakah, Erevim Kippur, is a rush day. You come to shul and somebody, one should try, you know, and my shul always announce what time Tfilah Zakah is and what time Kol Nidre is. Okay, most people are not, can't have trouble getting time for Kol Nidre. I get it. And that was very tough. But you should try and say Tefillah Zaka. And it's even a shorter version printed in the Machzor. The Chafetz Chaim said, at least say these couple of paragraphs. Anyway, the Tefillah Zaka is printed in the Chai Odom. And the Chal Kuf Mem Dalat Tzivchav. Achrei Zeh Yelech Lebeis HaKnesses Beim Avroda. And you say, Ribon Olam, Avarach, etc. And there in Tefillah Zaka, you say, Hinei Mochel B'mechila Gemur L'chol Mishachol. I hereby forgive anyone I sinned against me. And therefore, no one should be punished because of me. Everyone should forgive me too. You want to be forgiven by others, you should be somebody who also forgives. Again, there are exceptions, Motzi Shemar, other type of permanent damage, clearly. But Lamaisa, one should make an effort under most circumstances, try. And we mochel people, assuming that they really are asking for mechila and they mean it sincerely, that's the proper thing, as Moshe Rabbeinu did here in our Sedra. People offended him, spoke ill of him, challenged him, but he forgave them and davened that they should be healed from the problem of the snakes. So that's how we should follow as well. And again, following the Midah of Avraham Avinu as well. Okay, I wish everybody a good Shabbos.
Thank you. Have a good Shabbos.